Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Okay, pet pals, you are about to witness a life-saving story. It's full of resilience and never give up hope. Now, I've been in the pet world for more than 25 years, and I must say, this tale we are about to share is one of the most powerful I've ever heard about. On our show today to tell this story are Rachel Bellis from the organization PETA and Hannah Caldwell, a dog lover who lives in West Palm Beach, Florida. What's their common bond? A dog in desperate need of rescuing named Rusty. So, please welcome to our show, Rachel and Hannah, and of course, Rusty. Welcome, ladies and Rusty.
Hi.
Hi, Arden. Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So we're going to get this, what is this tale that we're about to tell? Hang on tight. We're going to let you know, but we got to take a quick break. So, you know the drill. Sit. Stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guest from PETA is Rachel Bellis and a cool chick lady from West Palm Beach. Her name is Hannah Caldwell, and their common bond is about a rescue effort for a dog named Rusty. I want to back up the bus a little bit and start with you, Rachel. PETA is an organization well known. You have had a lot of challenges trying to help animals. What makes the Rusty story so special?
Well, as you probably know, Arden, PETA is an international animal rights organization with more than 9 million members and supporters worldwide throughout our entities. And through our world headquarters, which is located in Norfolk, Virginia, we have a program that goes into underserved areas of southeastern Virginia and northeastern North Carolina, where services are limited, and we help out people with their animals, whether it's free spay neuter services on our clinics, we deliver dog houses, we deliver straw bedding in the winter, which is what we're doing right now. We provide flea prevention, fly strike, medication, deworming. We help folks out with vet care for their animals. We deliver food, treats, anything that you can imagine for companion animals we have in our vans. And Rusty was one of the thousands of dogs that we visit every day, 365 days a year. Our field workers are out there, and he was kept in a pen. He was on a chain, and we had been visiting him for about 10 years.
Wait a minute. Just let that sink in, everybody. You have been making visits to a dog chained in a backyard pen for 10 years.
Yeah, it's incredible. And we have several cases like that where we have been visiting for several years. Our goal is to obviously improve their lives as best as we can, but also to hopefully get custody of those dogs or cats so that we can find a home where they can, you know, live inside and be part of the family. So Rusty was just one of those, you know, wonderful cases where we had been pushing in a very gentle way with the owner. We had a lot of trust with her. Chris, the field worker, had a good relationship.
Yeah, go ahead and say his full name. He needs a shout out.
Yes, Chris Klug. He is wonderful. He is one of our senior field workers. He has a lot of experience. And he had this, you know, very good relationship with Rusty's former owner. And when the day came and she decided that she, you know, her life circumstances had changed and she could no longer care for him, she called us, which is what we ultimately always
hoped
for. That over the years of building relationships and helping these animals, that if there's an emergency, if they can't take care of them anymore, that they will always call us and we will go out in the middle of the night if we have to get these animals.
So I have a question. What was the reason given, and I'm not making her the villain, we don't know her whole circumstances, that she never let the dog in the house and always kept Rusty tethered?
It's a question that we ask ourselves a lot. Why would you have a dog if you're just going to keep them outside and not let them indoors? We see so much of this, and really who we help most are these chained or pen dogs that are outside. And people have different reasons for having these dogs, whether it's a cheap alarm system because the dog will bark, or they breed them and they make a few bucks off of the puppies, or that they've grown up having dogs outside and they think that it's okay. The big dogs are outside, the little dogs are inside, but believe me, we have seen plenty of Yorkies and Chihuahuas on chains.
Okay, no, that's good. So you finally get the green light. Now, how did you connect with Hannah Caldwell from West Palm Beach?
So we got custody of Rusty. We put him in foster care, and we send out email alerts to our members. We post sometimes. We have on our website the animals we have available for adoption. Our shelter is a little bit different from regular shelters. And so I believe, and Hannah can correct me, that she saw a post or maybe an email alert that we sent out.
I saw on the website. Yeah.
So let's talk about you, Hannah. You live in West Palm Beach. What kind of work do you do?
I'm an executive assistant.
Okay. So you love dogs, right?
Did
you?
Oh, I love dogs. Grew up with them.
Growing up, do you have any other pets besides now Rusty?
No, Rusty's my only pet.
Okay.
But I grew up with Rusty.
What happened? I mean, you're reading this. What got your heart?
I mean, definitely his story. Like I said, I grew up with rescue dogs. So I always knew I wanted to rescue a dog. I just felt like the timing was never right. You know, before I was in a condo and I was like, I didn't really want a dog in a condo. And I always wanted like a little bit of a bigger dog, not a smaller dog. My condo only allowed smaller dogs. So anyways, I grew up with a dog that kind of looked like Rusty.
Really?
I was like obsessed with it. I mean, he's still alive. He's just my parents' dog. And so when I saw Rusty, they look identical.
What's that dog's name? Please don't say Rusty.
They look identical. And I was just like, I like had instant connection just like reading about a story and then how cute he is on top of it.
What was that dog's name? What is your parents' dog's name?
Bentley.
Bentley? And
yeah.
How old is Bentley?
He's 10.
Is he like a black lab mix too? Or
no, he actually is like a mix between a blue heeler. I'm blanking right now.
That's
but
all right.
It's like three different things. But he's a Chow Chow Lab, Rottweiler, and Beagle, I think. And then like a ton of other things too.
That's called a canine cocktail.
Yeah.
Anna, what do you think is Rusty's genetics?
No, that's what it is.
Oh, say again. Rusty is, what do you say? Chow Chow?
Yeah, he's like 30% Chow, 15% Lab, 8% Rottweiler, and like 5% Beagle. And then the rest is like 2% Husky, just like random stuff.
How much does he weigh?
35 pounds.
He looks bigger.
No, everyone says that. Like in pictures, he looks bigger, but then they see him in person. They're like, oh, wait, he's like smaller than I thought. I'm like, yeah, he's like a medium sized dog.
I would like to do that during the holidays so I can eat a lot of good stuff and everybody go, oh, you look smaller than you are. So, all right. You read about this. It's on the Petto site. What made you say this dog? You said, well, kind of reminds me of my childhood dog a little bit. And talk about that.
I mean, obviously, he was adorable. Reminded me of my childhood dog where I was just like, I always knew I wanted a black dog. And obviously, he's cute. And then his story, I always, like I said, knew I wanted to rescue a dog. And I have like a soft spot for older dogs. Like, I think when dogs age, like they become so cute and like so sweet. And so I definitely just everything about him. Like, I was like, this is like the dog. And I've never felt that way about like reading about a dog. I mean, like, this is the dog like I really, really want. Like, I emailed PETA right away and I like refreshing my email. I was like, are they going to email me back? Like, did someone else get him? Like, I was like freaking out, like texting my mom. I was like, someone else has to have him. And she's like, calm down. You're good.
Put a little slack in the leash. And for those of you tuning in right now, she is in her home and behind her sleeping very restfully and safely is who?
Rusty.
All right. All right. We're going to find out how this tale keeps going after we take this break. So sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Whooper reminding you to always listen to Arden Moore on Obehave, the best show on Pet Life Radio.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Obehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore, and I'm telling you, every one of us has known or experienced the opportunity to rescue a pet in need. I have a cat named Rusty, and he was found in a dumpster in Georgia as an orphan kitten, rescued by Samantha Martin of the Amazing Acrocats. And you just see the gratitude in these animals when they realize they got a home. So we'll start with Rachel. So now you have, PETA has custody of Rusty. You have your field worker, senior field worker, Chris. And logistically, where was Rusty? And Hannah lives in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Rusty was in a rural county in North Carolina in our service area. So it's one of the counties that we serve. And so we sort of work in about a 2-hour radius of our Norfolk office. Sometimes we go a little further if we have to. And we brought him back to the office. We immediately put him in foster care with a PETA staffer and then began the search for Rusty's new family. And we have somebody who handles the adoption process, and she spoke with Hannah. And I think immediately, you know, it was, this is a yes. And Chris drove Rusty down to West Palm Beach to his new home.
How long of a drive? Do you know how that was?
I think it's about 13 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. But he did go with another staffer, one of our videographers. And so they split the drive. But the video is so cute because they stop in different states and take a photo with Rusty. And I mean, it's amazing. I think this was just a match made in heaven. We're so happy for Rusty. We're so happy for Hannah. And, you know, we always encourage people to always adopt, never go to a pet store or breeder. They're just amazing dogs that are waiting for loving families and shelters. And, you know, every time somebody goes to a breeder, to a pet shop, they're, you know, they're ruining the chances of a shelter animal to find that loving home. And so this is just a wonderful story about adopting a rescue dog.
So, Hannah, what day did you get Rusty?
August 12th.
I knew you would know the date. All right. Set the scene. What time of day? I mean, were you having, you know, flip-flops in your belly? What was going on when you knew Rusty is going to be living with you?
I mean, I was like so excited. I think like the second they told me he was mine, I was like ordering dog food, ordering like all the stuff that I was going to need for him. Like I like went overboard with everything. I was like ordering toys. I was like, I don't even know if he loves toys, but like, he's just going to have them here. I mean, I was just so excited. I remember like the first time I saw him, he was just like wagging his tail, waiting at the door, you know, and it was just like, he just came in here and it was like his home already. You know, he fit in like perfectly right away.
And do you live, I guess you don't live in a condo anymore.
No, I live in a house.
Okay. So you can have a big dog if you want,
yes,
right?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you think the bond was instant?
Oh, 100%. I mean, at least on my end.
What was it? Tell me.
I mean, like, he's just such a happy dog. And like, I just feel like right away, he pretty much trusted me and I trusted him. Like, I got like the vibe. Obviously, he wasn't going to bite me or anything like that, you know, like, and I really wasn't worried about that. But I mean, it was just loving and trusting for sure.
You deal with a lot of dogs and cats. You can read them. What was the read you got about Rusty?
Rusty was one of our favorite dogs, one of our favorite field dogs, as we call them. He was always such a happy dog, always so happy to see us. A lot of dogs are not that lucky. When you're kept on a chain for years, you know, there are studies that show that dogs who are chained are almost 3 times as likely to attack as dogs who aren't. And that's because they are forced to eat, sleep, go to the bathroom, everything in this tiny patch of dirt. Their life is the length of the chain that they're on. And they become possessive and protective of their space. And that's why when we find that dogs that have attacked an elderly person or a child because they wandered into their area. And so sometimes we find dogs who psychologically have just, they've given up. You know, this life of isolation, no socialization, no affection or love from the people that are supposed to be caring for them. And so when we find a dog like Rusty, you know, we want to maintain that. And so we visited him as much as we could because we have thousands of animals that we visit every year. And we just to always keep Rusty's spirits up, always keep that relationship going with his former owner so that when the day came that, you know, maybe we could convince her or her, you know, the circumstances in her life changed and she called us. And we're so grateful for that in the end that we were able to get Rusty into a loving home where he always deserved and all dogs really deserve to have the family that Rusty has now. If I could just say that I wasn't there when Hannah met Rusty, but I was told that it was like immediate connection that Rusty acted like he had known Hannah all his life. It was just like love at first sight. And, you know, that's wonderful. That's so amazing. And, you know, every dog deserves that.
Some people win the lottery. You won the pup lottery, Hannah.
I
what
did.
Do you think?
I really did.
So I got to see some clips and photos that PETA provided us of y'all. And one of my favorites is on your tile floor. There is Rusty with a toy.
Oh, is it the frog one? That is his favorite toy that PETA actually gave me, like a gift basket of toys for him. And it's the frog behind me. He's literally obsessed with this toy, like obsessed with it.
I see.
Yeah, he's like, you're
right
on my toy.
Now.
Like, even if I like act like I'm like loving on it and stuff or like, when he has a lot of energy, he like starts barking at me, like, give me my toy.
Give him Froggy right now and see what he does.
He There's probably
Froggy,
won't right now.
Rusty. And just for you folks, he is on the bed behind Hannah, looking quite happy. I guess he's got furniture rights, right? He can be on anything he wants.
100%. He sleeps on my bed every night with his head on a pillow. He really sleeps like a human. I'm not kidding. I need to share photos of it. It's crazy.
So August 12th till now, how has your life changed?
I mean, just a lot more like love in it, you know, like coming home and having him like waiting at the door, like wagging his tail. It's like, I look forward to it. If I'm at home, I'm like checking my Furbo, like to see like what he's doing. Like, I like want to get whatever I'm doing. I want to get home like as soon as possible because of him now.
Has he met the rest of your family? Has he met Bentley, your mom and dad's dog?
Yes, he did. He like wanted to play with him like so much. And like Bentley was just like kind of just standing there. Like he was like doing his like little paws and stuff. And Bentley was just like, whatever, man.
Well, Bentley's older, right?
He's older too, yeah.
Yeah. What about you take him on dog-friendly beaches for walks? And
I do, yeah, and he loves it. He won't get
in
the water.
Is he a surfer dude now, or what's his deal with the beach?
No, he just sunbathes. He didn't like the water.
What do you think about his little white muzzle?
Oh, I love it.
On a black body.
I think it's so cute. I love it.
So what's a fun activity you like to do besides going on the beach? Have you gone to any pet-friendly cafes in Palm Beach County? Where does Rusty get to go?
He goes to the Green Market every Saturday with me. And so we'll go to that. It's just like a bunch of different vendors. And like sometimes he'll get like a new little bow tie or bandana to wear or something. Or I'll get him like a pup cup there. But he loves going in the car. He gets so excited.
He's kind of like a George Clooney of the canine world, isn't he? He's got little bow. He looks very dashing. He's got a little gray for, you know.
No, it's adorable. He's very handsome.
What's your message to others, Hannah, about finding a good four-legger to fill your life?
Definitely adopt and don't shop. And then also just giving older dogs a chance. I'm not saying you have to rescue an older dog, but, you know, it's nice that he's only had one accident in the house the day I got him. Like, he's so easy. Like, it's not like he's chewing at my furniture or like, you know, like he's just been like the easiest dog ever. So definitely giving older dogs a chance he's maybe want now, like after him, I feel like I'll only want older dogs, you know?
I like that. I like that. How can people help PETA? I know you have empathy kits and some other programs you want to talk real quickly about.
We have a division called, which you might be referring to, we have a division called Teach Kind, which teaches empathy in schools. And so we supply teachers with curriculums that teach empathy. So we really, you know, we want to start with the kids and we want to get them thinking about animals because, you know, every animal is someone. And just thinking of them as an individual, whether it's their dog or their cat or the bird or the fish or the, you know, the food that they put on their plates, just to start thinking of animals as individuals and that they animals feel the same fear, pain, love, loneliness that we do. And so, you know, we always ask people to make compassionate choices, and which you can do so easily during your day. And our website, PETA.org, has just so much information about every campaign that we're working on. If you're looking to adopt, we travel to Florida, we travel to New York to reunite, to bring animals together with their new families. If people are interested in PETA's mission and what we're up to, our website and our social media is a great place to start.
And for you, Hannah, you work during the day. So does he practice Kegels while you're gone? Do you have any like pet sitters or anything? Or has he got the bladder I wish I had?
So I'm like hybrid. So it's like my job is like 50-50. Like I'm home 50% of the time. I go in the office 50% of the time.
Oh, okay.
Either I have like my neighbor come let him out during the day if she can.
Oh, nice.
If not, I'm not gone that long. So he's never had an accident or anything. He just like naps the whole day if I check the Furbo.
What's his favorite treat?
Peanut butter for sure. Like he even knows, like whenever I'm opening like a peanut butter jar, like he can like hear, he like knows what that sounds like and like is like sprinting off the couch.
Do you find yourself smiling more?
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
So what's something you want to do with Rusty in 2025? What's an activity or a place you want to maybe with Rusty?
Maybe just taking him to the beach more, just to more restaurants with me, you know? I mean, I feel like he comes with me a decent bit already, but you know, I wish that I could like he could travel with me, but I'm like, I don't really.
He's not going to fit under the seat.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I wish I could like kind of smoosh him under there, but I don't think he's going to fit.
Do your neighbors and others, your friends know about his background and what's been their response?
Oh, I mean, everyone's been so supportive about him and is like, everyone in my neighborhood's like, oh my gosh, he's so famous. Like, and a lot of people in my neighborhood also have rescued dogs. Mm-hmm. So they all like love him and like love his story and love that he's happy now.
Well, I have been so honored to have you ladies both on our show. We have had Rachel Bellis from PETA, and we have Hannah Caldwell, and of course, her newest addition to her family, answers to the name Rusty. Please check out PETA, PETA.org. And I want to just tell you from the bottom of my heart, I am so honored to have you share your story. And another example, everybody, how you can give a pet, an animal, a chance. And they just may give it back in dividends. Wouldn't you both agree?
Absolutely. For sure.
All right. So at this time, I need to do a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. We are the longest running pet radio network on the planet. And this show is the longest running weekly podcast for pets. It's been on the air since 07, as I jokingly say, when we both were in diapers. But of all the stories, this is in the top 10. for me. And that says a lot. We've had Betty White, Jennifer Aniston, a bunch of other people. What you ladies have done and your organization, and for you, Hannah, I just want to say bless you. And you gave a dog from a rough start to having a bow tie sitting laying on a bed with a toy frog. You can't get any better than that. I hope you all will follow me. Go to my YouTube channel, Arden Moore. I have a newsletter. It's called fourleggedlife.com. And my passion is I teach pet first aid to pet parents and pet professionals all over the world through Pet First Aid for You with a couple of shelter alums, pet safety cat Casey and pet safety dog Kona. So check us out at Pet First Aid for You. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. Obehave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Obehave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.